Well, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to another service here at Unity Center of Light, located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. We always like to remind you that we have this service on Sunday mornings, a Zoom fellowship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings, and we invite you to be part of it if you're new to this and did not know that you had the ability to actually join us. Listen to this message and meditation and music and interact with other Unity folks. And we also still have discussions about the actual lesson for the day. So if you'd like to be part of that, you can check your e-newsletter or weekly update to find a Zoom link to join us on Sunday mornings. If you are, again, new to this and you do not get the e-newsletter or weekly update, you can always go on our website, which is unitycenteroflight.org, and sign up there and you know, to get the link so you can join us on Sunday. And we always, you know, right in the beginning, I'd like to thank you so much for all the donations you send to support Unity Center of Light, the work that we do here. We appreciate that. And again, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're inspired by this message and would like to donate, you can always click on that Show More button right below, and you'll see all the ways that you can donate, and we appreciate all your donations. And also, if you find this to be rewarding, you know, subscribe. Click on the subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. And also, you know, give us a like if again, you were inspired by today's message. But other than that, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thanks. Well, good morning, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement together. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we'll have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, September the 24th. The key word is healing, and the affirmation is divine life lives in me. I am whole and well. When I am experiencing a healing need, I focus my thoughts beyond illness and discomfort. Even as I seek treatment for the injury or illness, I see myself whole. I remember that I am created in the image according to the likeness of God. I know my life is God's life, living as me. Divine life fills every cell, strengthens every muscle, bone, and organ, and quickens every nerve in my body. It restores perfect order to all my body's functions, releasing and replacing anything unlike itself. When someone asks me to pray with them, I do not ask about their symptoms or circumstances. I affirm the healing activity of divine life in each one with whom I pray. I see them as the spiritual beings they are, whole and well. And the scripture is John 1:4, and it reads, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people." Amen. Now we will have today's message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So here we go again, digging deeper. You know, I mean, I'm always digging deeper, trying to figure out, you know, I like to try to get to the core or the, you know, the inner workings of this spiritual process. And, you know, today's talk, riding the prayer wave to your core. We want to try to understand, you know, the mystery behind prayer. What is it within me that I can do to help myself really connect to the divine and live my life from that perspective? So in a previous lesson, we talked about how we are saturated by our life experiences, inundated by the physical, material realm we live in. You know, we talk about how prayer helps us to desaturate at least for a while, so that we can have a moment closer to our core, the divine within us. Now, Jesus spoke about taking time to desaturate in Mark 6:31. He said, then because so many people were coming and going, you know, they were real busy interacting with the folks, it said that Jesus and the disciples did not have a chance to eat. So Jesus said to the disciples, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And I believe that we can all relate to that scripture because, you know, in our own lives, we can become so saturated with all that life demands of us that we also need to just go apart for a while and, you know, sit in the silence and just get some rest. And prayer can be thought of as a wave that takes us away from the circumference of our life and deep into the inner core where we can just be for a while. Sort of as expressed in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Okay, so I slowed up on that last part because I want us to get that point. Right? But, you know, even though taking time for prayer is very important, it is also important to emphasize that our human journey is just as important and beneficial as our spiritual journey. Now, we don't often say that, okay? But I want to clarify that our human journey is just as important and beneficial as our spiritual journey, because it's by way of our human experiences that we are awakened to our already existing divinity, okay? But it's also important to understand that it is through the frequent desaturating process of prayer that we come to realize that as we're going through the human experience, our inner Christ is guarding and guiding our hearts and minds, okay? So prayer is resting from the circumference of our life by entering to our inner core to access and utilize our divine nature, right? So the idea for this lesson comes from Richard Rohr's book, Everything Belongs, The Gift of Contemplative Prayer, in which he explains why prayer is so necessary. He says, we are circumference people who live on our outer edges, rarely accessing our inner core. We live on the boundaries of our own lives in a widening outer world, okay? Confusing edges with essence, and too quickly claiming the superficial as substance, right? Now we're gonna talk about that. So the idea being a circumference people, when he says we're a circumference people, that has to do with viewing what we are experiencing in our lives as our concrete reality that we're not able to change, okay? He says we live on the circumference. And this is what the author is referring to as confusing edges with essence and claiming the superficial as substance. And we'll keep expanding on that idea. So in the revealing word, essence or spiritual essence is defined as, the substance in which all things exist and out of which all things are made. All right, so now, on a personal individual level, we have learned to call this substance consciousness, okay? So if I look at that slide, you know, from which all things are made, and we always understand that consciousness is from which all things are made, as in thoughts held in mind produced after their own kind. So if we are confusing the edges in our lives, meaning what we are experiencing in the material, physical realm as being the essence of our life, the intrinsic nature of our life, it will affect the language we use to describe ourselves and our life. Okay? So, you know, if you're going through something and you actually think of yourself as being in that process, and that's what I mean by being saturated by light. We end up talking the language of whatever we're struggling with, okay? And that language that we use to describe ourselves in our life, it will affect us and our experience. And yes, if we like what we're experiencing, we'll be creating more of it. Through that process, thoughts and mind produce after their own kind. But if we do not like what we're experiencing, the same thing, we will create more of it. However, the challenge with living on the circumference of our lives, the material, physical realm, instead of from our spiritual core, the divine nature within us, as the author explains, we may be too quick to claim the superficial as being the essence of our life. And this can affect the language we use to describe what we are experiencing, what we're feeling, what we're going through in our lives. Okay? So the reason we are engaged in the study of a deeper meaning of prayer is to learn how to think and speak a new language. Not the language from our fearful ego that, you know, goes through the woe is me kind of a thing when things are happening. You know what I'm talking about. Stuff is happening, the fearful ego develops a language or has a language, and even developers have been using a language that describes what it's going through as if it is us, all right? So the process we're looking for is, you know, is looking at how, trying to develop a new language. Through prayer, we're trying to develop the language of prayer, the language of spirit, or more specifically, the language of the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, the Holy Spirit being the love of God, taking care of all the good that is possible in your life, okay? The Holy Spirit is your individualized breath of God, the true essence of your being that exists in you as your divine core. So Holy Spirit language is core language, right? It's speaking from our core, as opposed to the language that we may be using is speaking from our circumference, okay? Which is looking at the superficial as being the substance, the essence of who we are. And just as we think, speak, and act from the memories and experiences of our life, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of times the stuff we're going through, it's, you know, it's just from memories and experiences in our lives that we've gone through. We're now learning how to overlay our ego language that we have been using to describe our life with Holy Spirit language. We want to overlay our ego language with Holy Spirit language. And let's be clear, we're not trying to change our past. We're not trying to change our past. Remember in the beginning we said that the human journey is just as important as the spiritual journey. So we're not trying to change our past, including the troubling difficulties we may have experienced. Rather, what we're striving to do is overlay the way we think and speak about ourselves and our past by thinking and speaking about it with Holy Spirit language. And this is how we bring ourselves closer to our core. Right? Now, to clarify this a little bit more, Richard Rohr explains that the path of prayer and love, the path of prayer and love, and the path of trial and tribulation seem to be the two great paths that lead to transformation. So these two paths running together, okay? The path of prayer and love and the path of trial and tribulation are the great paths that lead to transformation. Suffering and struggling seems to get our attention, but love and prayer seems to get our heart and our passion. Okay? So it is by way of thoughts of prayer and love that we overlay our thoughts of trial and tribulation with Holy Spirit language. We talk about it and think about it differently, thus bringing them into a new light of spiritual understanding and spiritual transformation. All right? So from a scientific perspective, Dr. Thomas Hora explained that a thought is a unit of energy. So a love thought is a unit of love energy. Likewise, a fear thought is a unit of fear energy. So what we need to put this spiritual scientific energy principle into practice is a personalized prayer system. And we're going to talk about this. What we need to put this spiritual scientific energy principle into practice is a personalized prayer system to increase our ability to produce more spiritual energy units and less fearful energy units. Okay? And we're going to do that by developing this personalized prayer system. So create a personalized prayer system. To do that is your personal spiritual mission is to create your own personalized prayer system. Okay? Because we all have different ways of praying that have worked for us. We all have different ways of praying that have worked for us. Ways we have discovered from our life experiences. So, and you know, when you find a prayer system that works for you, nobody really can take that away from you if you have found that it works from as you discovered how it works in your own life experience. And one of the main areas of focus in our personalized prayer system is for each of us to observe and become aware of the inner workings of our mind. Okay, so we're working on creating or maybe even refining our own personalized prayer system. So one of the things we want to do is observe and become aware of the inner workings of our mind and how our inner mind dynamics have been influencing our life. Right? And our purpose in doing this is to begin to establish a sense of congruency between what we normally think about on a daily basis compared to what we pray about. Ask yourself, is what I ask God for in prayer in alignment with my normal day-to-day thought process? And as you can imagine, if what you think about and what you pray about are not congruent, there will be a conscious or unconscious sense of inner confusion that will project itself into your life and affairs. Okay? So the basic premise of this personalized prayer system approach is to realize that there is usually a match between the type of energy units in your mind and the manifestation of those energy units in your outer world. Okay, as someone expressed, and I don't know who this was, it says, our life is a walking, talking, thinking, praying demonstration of the true affirmations being repeated over and over again in our heart, mind, and soul. Okay, so that's why you want to make sure that praying and your normal thinking are congruent. Okay, and if your life is not going the way that you want it to, part of the work of developing your personalized prayer system is to determine what it is you are really affirming for yourself in your general daily mental mind talk. Okay, and Richard Rohr explains that we must begin this journey somewhere. You know, this journey of really understanding what's going on inside of it. He says that for most of us, the beginning point of our spiritual journey is at the edges of our life where everything is happening. Okay, so the beginning of the journey is usually, you know, you're dealing with all the stuff that's going on in your life. This is where we need to look honestly at the reality of our lives and let ourselves truly feel what we are experiencing without denying any part of it, okay? So you're going through stuff. Don't try to deny or push away any of it. Fully understand what it is you're going through. And that goes for whether you're enjoying it or suffering from it, because it is through our honest, sincere look at our lives that we become able to develop a personalized prayer system that becomes the prayer wave that takes us to our core. Okay. So an anonymous quote expressed, I watch how foolishly man guards his nothing, thus keeping God out. Okay? And that's when you're just totally wrapped up in your edges and you're not doing anything to get yourself time into your core. So learning how to override our ego language with Holy Spirit language allows us to enjoy all the outer activities of our lives while staying immersed and connected to our spiritual core. Okay? So, you know, the key to this journey from our circumference to our core is that we cannot make this journey in our head alone. We cannot make this journey in our head alone. Actually, we cannot make it alone at all, okay? We're talking about this journey, you know, prayer is the prayer wave that gets us to our core, but we cannot do that in our head, and we really can't do it alone. We must be led to our core, and our inner guide that can lead us to our core is the Holy Spirit, the activity of God within each one of us. And I read something in a revealing word that I thought was so profound in helping us to call the Holy Spirit into our consciousness to lead us through this process of transformation. It was very simple. It's chanting the words, holy, holy, holy. Whether you do it in your mind or you do it out loud, chanting the words, holy, holy, holy. And we read in a revealing word, in Revelation 4:8, the same idea. This is Revelation 4:8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I just thought that was powerful when I saw that. So now what's happening in your head? You're saying, well, what is Holy Spirit language? How do I use Holy Spirit language in this situation I'm going through? Just chant in your mind, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty. And to further explain this, we read in a revealing word, it says about this holy, 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 these are the words of truth that are true even in the midst of tremendous difficulty. They are a firm statement of wholeness in your mind, body, and affairs, no matter what else is occurring. They bring into your mind, body, and affairs a spiritual reality of the all-pervading glory of divine perfection. Okay? And this mind chant, holy, 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 again, is another example of how to replace fearful language, ego language, with Holy Spirit language. Simply, you can't think of anything else to do, say, whatever. It's just holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. When life on the circumference becomes too challenging, trying to saturate your mind with negative, fearful thinking, just chant to yourself, holy, holy, holy. I'm going to change it up a bit. My Lord God is Almighty. Okay? And yes, it's true. There may be times and circumstances where that just doesn't work. I know, right? There's just times, things that happen in your life where that just doesn't work. But as Richard Rohr explains, dualistic thinking, meaning the battle in your mind between fearful language and Holy Spirit language, begins in your soul and works its way into your mind and eventually moves out and expresses in your life, okay? However, true prayer that comes from using Holy Spirit language instead of fearful language nips the lies of the ego in the bud and keeps you closer to your divine core. So in those difficult times, we just said, where you just can't seem to get it together, if you just keep chanting, and I'm sharing with you, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, or is my Lord God Almighty. Now that language would then nip in the bud the lies of the ego and keep you closer to your divine core. And the author explains a very important point about this process. He says, you cannot resolve the God response in your head. Let me say it again. You cannot resolve the God response in your head. In other words, the battle that's going on between ego language and Holy Spirit language, you can't resolve that in your own head. The God response is resolved in you when you agree to be the bearer of the mystery of God. However, he said, you know, so yes, you know, when you do agree to be the bearer of the mystery of God, but he says, agreeing to this task is much harder, he says, I'm afraid, than just trying to be good, okay? It's a work in process. right? So you pick, you know, you get yourself some Holy Spirit language and you work with that in all situations. It becomes a really strong part of who you are. So as we move along this path from circumference to core, learning how to practice these principles in these uncertain times we're in, it's important to revisit the power of affirmations and the constant effect they have on our lives. Because we actually use affirmations more than we use prayer, okay? And the affirmations we use are always not the best affirmations we should be using, all right? Because we may be affirming more of that which we're experiencing, which we don't want to experience. So this is where we begin to uncover whether or not the affirmations in our mind are based on the language of the Holy Spirit or the language of our fearful ego. And if the language in our mind is that of our fearful ego, we want a personalized prayer system to help us nip the lies of the ego in the bud, which will help keep us closer to our divine core. Right? So this is work, right? And listen to how Jesus explained this to his disciples, right, in Matthew 10, 19 through 20. He says, "But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Heavenly Father speaking through you." Okay? So what he's saying, you know, when they arrest you, do not worry about what you will say, because you can't resolve this in your own head, like we said earlier. You can't resolve the God response in your own head. You can't figure it out on your own. But at that time, you will be given what to say. God will resolve the God response in your mind. Okay? So Holy Spirit language comes to you when you practice living the surrendered prayer life. We read that a little earlier, when you surrender to the process. Okay, so it will be resolved in you. God will resolve it in you when you demonstrate that you're surrendering to the prayer life, meaning, not my will, but thine be done. And it comes from remaining open to the divine substance of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus explained to his disciples. Okay, you must be open to divine guidance from the Holy Spirit. And the metaphysics of the word arrest, he says, when they come to arrest you, the metaphysics of the word arrest means to stop. All right, it means a stop is placed on a bad habit or bad behavior. Let me say it again. The metaphysics of the word arrest means a stop is placed on bad habits or bad behavior. Bad meaning not in alignment with spirit. So to be spiritually arrested means order is being restored in your mind, body, and soul, causing you to come to your spiritual senses. And of course, this can only happen when you are consciously practicing living the surrendered prayer life through your own personalized prayer system. Okay? However the prayer process works for you. And another point to realize is that much of our prayers and affirmations, in much of those prayers and affirmations, we are often trying to free ourselves from some calamity. Something's going on in our lives, and we're using prayers and affirmations trying to free ourselves from that. You know, whether it's mental, physical, or some dilemma that's going on in our lives, whatever it might be. The thing for us to be mindful of is that even though our prayers and affirmations may be for legitimate reasons, the prayer and affirmation that we're using and the mindset behind it, the intent, may be against something that is not working the way we want it to work in our lives. When you truly contemplate the affirmation, there's only one power and one presence. When you think about this affirmation, there's only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good omnipotent. You can hear that this affirmation is for something, not against something. It's an affirmation for the increased awareness of God in your life and affairs. So the way you can test the nature of your prayers and affirmations is to ask yourself, am I praying or affirming against something or for something? And if you're praying for healing, whether it be physical, mental, financial, or whatever, check your intention to determine if you may be unconsciously aligning yourself with the condition rather than aligning yourself with the one power, one presence, which is the Holy Spirit within you. So you may be unknowingly in a fight with that which you perceive to be against you, whatever that may be. And this next statement may be difficult to grasp, but depending on our individual circumstances, no matter what is happening in our lives, we do not want to lower ourselves into a fight against anything. We do not want to lower ourselves into believing that something or someone is against us. Instead, what we want to do is maintain the awareness that there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God, the good, omnipotent. Remember, the Holy Spirit language, simple, holy, 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 my Lord God is almighty. So I end with this statement from Paul, recorded in Romans 8:31, for all of us to contemplate. Paul says, what then shall I say to these things that challenge me, these things I feel are against me, that seem, what should I say? He says, well, I say to them, if God is for me, who or what then can be against me? And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
Unity family, let's take this time now to be still. Allow your eyes to gently close and block out any distracting thoughts or situations. Let yourself begin to honor the good that God is and that exists in all people at their core. Place your feet firmly on the floor and feel your spines begin to straighten, protecting your back and your abdomen. In the stillness of this moment, take a deep breath and allow your mind and body to relax. Just breathe. Deep breath in and exhale. Center yourself in the healing presence that's enfolding you. Feel this loving presence of God as your body and mind is infused with healing energy. The radiant power of love is yours in this and in every moment. You are whole and holy and ready to allow your body and mind to heal in mighty ways. The perfect life of God is flowing through your body right now, doing its work, cleansing, purifying, and healing anything that needs to be healed. Every atom of your body and every synapse in your brain is now being regenerated to wholeness and holiness. Breathe into the knowing that God is always with you. Feel the steady stream of healing energy and strengthening power that flows through you at this very moment. You are an expression of the divine presence of life itself. Now take a deep breath and feel the comfort and ease in your mind, your body, and your spirit. Take a few moments now, without the sound of my voice, to enter into that secret place of the highest and to rest in the everlasting arms of God. You may use this time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to remain still. And now bring yourself back to your present space. Open your eyes and see the world through your spiritual eyes. We are grateful in the name and nature of our elder brother and way shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is and forever shall be. Amen.
Thank you. So, this is a time we acknowledge all of the wonderful prosperity that has come into our lives, all the blessings that have come into our lives. And so this prosperity prayer is for ourselves. We say this to, like I said, to acknowledge the good that God has blessed us with. So let's say our prosperity prayer together.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me.
Amen. And this next affirmation is for our spiritual home, the place where we get our spiritual food from. So, you know, we ask you to hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit, as we say our offering blessing together. Together, we bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right. Now you have light notes.
Light notes for today, Sunday, September 24th. Our next in-person service is next Sunday, the October the 8th, I think it's the second Sunday.
Yes.
Yes, it's not next Sunday, it's the Sunday after that, the October the 8th. Please note that this is the second Sunday, not the first. We will be live and in Zoom, and our musician on piano will be our very own granddaughter, Callista Langley. And since that is our in-person, you know that we've been having refreshments, and we're seeking help with the refreshments, which includes setting up the coffee before the service and cleaning up after. Anyone who would like to help, please email Patty. On that same date, the 8th, Roderick Mitchell, one of our board members and former firefighter, will be doing a short lesson on firefighting to our youth. Be sure to bring your children. On Sunday, October 22nd, our guest speaker will be the Reverend Galen McDowell. This will be a live via Zoom. Reverend McDowell is the executive minister, senior assistant minister, and director of the Johnny Coleman Institute at Christ Universal Temple in Chicago, Illinois. His topic for the 22nd is creating a new life story. Please read your e-newsletters. There is additional information about Galen in there for you. And that concludes our announcements for today.
All right, so.
What time is it?
Yeah.
It's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right. Let's go right to our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine. And all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today.
Yes, it has.
It's been fun. Yes. So, we look forward to seeing you on October the 8th. Is it the 8th? The 8th, mm-hmm. In person. And again, if you have not ever been with us in person, you can find the address on unitycenteroflight.org. All right. But other than that, have a wonderful week. Stay safe from all this weather we're having. And we look forward to seeing you next week. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.